Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's a Thursday. Friday Junior. That's the line that's getting to me. Thank you, Dylan, for that. Coming up on the show, Best Bets. Bet Sweat's on the way after us. We'll talk with the doctor as well. Chelsea, what's going on with you today? I'm going straight to the eye doctor after this. I got all sorts of issues. I never like going to the eye doctor. I got to check in there. And then I got bit. I don't know if you can see my chest a little red right here, but I got bit by, I think, a spider in two areas on my chest, and I'm kind of worried about this thing swelling up. So if that gets worse, I'm going to have to go to, like, the ER or something. I think I'm okay. I think it's just kind of, like, settling. But, you know, I got to work it out today. I need to get to Friday. That's what I need.
You need, like, a combo deal. Like, you need to go, like, see a doctor.
I'm seriously.
Like, hey, do you have, like, a special where we can, like, do a couple things at once? Like, just drive me through, like, those oil change places where it's like,
yeah,
change the windshield wipers and my oil. I don't think that I have been to the eye doctor ever.
What? Ever?
I don't think I've ever been to an eye doctor.
Never.
I've never had any issues. And it's not one of those things, you don't get checkups on your eyes, do you?
Yeah.
Or I haven't been.
Like, just your vision checked? You must have amazing vision. I mean, I'll go every... I mean, my vision has definitely changed. I can still see pretty well close, but I still need reading glasses to see, like, really tiny print. But I went to a doctor and said, hey, can you do surgery on my eyes? Is there something to improve my vision? I don't really want to wear glasses. And they're like, your vision isn't bad enough. And I was like, oh, like, you need reading glasses, but that's about it. Your vision's okay. I was like, oh, okay. But, oh, Denton says, oh, this was Dylan, says this was just like him until 3 months ago. His wife made him go, and he has 20/15 vision. Of course, amazing vision.
That's what
this guy
I'm
can
saying.
Be a sharpshooter. Incredible.
I feel like of all the, like, senses or whatever, like, I feel like you know if something's wrong with your eyes, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I've just got where, whatever. I have to get an injection or whatever. I just have, like, little, like, flare-ups in my eyes for, like, no reason. I think it's, like, stress-related. Like, my body's, like, always, like, crazy stressed, so I always have these different flare-ups or whatever. But I haven't been in a while. They've actually gotten better. But getting a needle in your eyelid is not great. I'll say that.
It takes a lot for me to go to the doctor. Like, I feel like I have, like, a major issue. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to the doctor all the time. And I feel like I've been really lucky because I've been pretty healthy,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not somebody who's like a frequent visitor. Like, I'm not getting my seventh visit free.
I would rather not go. Like, I'm not someone who enjoys, like, oh, I love going to the, I hate going,
oh, I
to
know,
the doctor. You know, so right, just, I mean, I know what you're saying, but sometimes, you know, if you gotta go, you gotta go. At least I'm very good at picking out great doctors. That's the only thing. Even though lovely Catherine's like, I will say, like, your roster of doctors is top-notch. I'm like, yeah, if I'm going to go to the doctor, like, I'm not having someone mess with me who doesn't know what they're doing. Like, they better be damn good because I want to get in, get out, and get well. I'm not trying to have some dude that, you know, is working a potion in front of me like, I got you. I'm like, no thanks. I'll pass on that.
On the contrary, didn't you have a surgery where you woke up during it?
It was eye surgery, yeah. I had, well, this was...
What about that guy?
Well, he was actually, you have to understand, this is a very different time. This was in the early 90s. They don't even do this surgery anymore, to my knowledge. I had a radial keratotomy done. This is pre-laser surgery on your eyes. So this is when eye surgery was just becoming a thing. And so this guy was the best in the business, supposedly, in Texas. And I was like, well, I'm going to be in broadcasting. I don't want to wear glasses.
and I'd walked up to a student and got this close to the student's face. I thought it was a friend of mine. I was like, oh, sorry. And that's when I knew, like, you got to go talk to this doctor. Everything went excellent. Surgery was fine. But, yes, I did wake up. And this is also, you know, forever ago. But I did wake up mid-surgery, and they were, like, pulling on my eye. And I remember just a few seconds, the doctor going, Michael, we don't want to move right now. And I was like, okay. And then I was back asleep again. But I remember that moment where I just became awake for a second. That was a little horrifying, but everything's fine.
Yeah, it feels like a small detail. A small detail that's worth
it wasn't
noting.
Great. It wasn't great. Well, I did tell you about the one time when I had, I had back surgery. I almost had my spine fused. Almost. And I decided not to do it. I ended up at the Fort Worth Brain and Spine Institute. That was a blast. Before that, I was in Austin, and this guy who was about to retire, and now I know why, was like, well, you probably need to get your spine fused. I call it a life ender. I mean, if it works, great. Yeah. He's like, if not, you know, you can't sit, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't have sex, can't do anything. I was like, then no. Then the answer is no.
Yeah,
why are you
no.
telling me this? Yeah, I'm going to leave now. Like, no. That was definitely my worst experience. So I think that's probably what traumatized me. And I'm like, never again. Only the best doctors. Only the best for you guys. That's why Bet Sweats is next. Joe O, Sammy P, previewing Thursday Night Football as well. They'll look at some dogs that are barking this weekend. Evan Silva from EstablishTheRun.com is along at 10:20. And now we have a loaded card to hand your way.
Time to place your bets.
Okay, Chelsea. I see two bets, and I see two winners.
Yeah, knock on wood. Best bet of the night for me is going to be on Devon Achane, running back for the Miami Dolphins, but over his receiving prop. Listen, he was targeted like a receiver last week, had the most targets on the team with 10, and hauled in 92 receiving yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you get a low number on him tonight. It's 37.5 for his receiving prop. I'm going to hit the over for -140. I feel like this is a very gettable number for one of the fastest players on the field. Like, I understand it's very easy to look at Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. But the thing is, I think that especially on a short week, those short and dumpy passes to the running back, those are gold for some of these quarterbacks who are not good at going through their progressions, and that's kind of the narrative when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa. So we know he likes throwing to his running back, and why would you not? He's a great weapon. Plus, game script matters here. I think the Dolphins are going to be playing from behind, as this 12.5-point line indicates. So we're going to go with Devon Achane to have a big night through the air tonight. So let's go over 37.5 receiving yards for Devon Achane.
Let's go. All right. I'm starting with some baseball bets, and then I'm actually getting some prop bets. I'm not a big prop guy, but I'm doing it tonight. First, Tigers first 5-run line. Oh, yeah. Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers hosting the Guardians. Nice bounce back spot for Skubal. You normally don't have to worry about a bad outing. He had one last time out. Okay, fine. 4 runs and 3 1/3 against Miami. But whenever I see a pitcher who has a bad outing, who is as talented as he is, I love getting him on the come up, because I don't foresee two bad outings in a row. At home this season, 9-1, a 2.17 ERA. He has faced the Guardians twice this year. They have not touched him. 16 shutout innings for Skubal against Cleveland. Also, Tanner Bibee coming off a complete game against the White Sox. Okay, great. But only 6-6 with a 5.42 ERA when pitching on the road this season. Tigers first 5-run line, -160, juicy, but you get arguably the best pitcher in the game.
Ah, I do like that one. I almost added it to the card, but I was like, I already got two bets. I better slow down. But I do like it.
All right. What else you got?
All right, one more bet. I forgot I had another one. I was like, it's your turn, Jinx. All right, so this is a same game, like alt leg parlay, because I think both of these are solid angles by themselves. James Cook to rush for 50-plus yards and Tyreek Hill to have 50-plus receiving yards. I think Tyreek Hill is way more involved in this game. Like, they got to keep him happy. And plus, Dolphins playing from behind. Why would they not use Tyreek Hill? Then you look at the other side of the coin, and James Cook, I think, has a big game in this one. The matchup is great. The Dolphins giving up the most fantasy points to opposing running backs through 2 weeks of the season. And they have the 25th ranked run defense. The reason I'm playing him an alt line in this game is because it could be a blowout. And maybe, you know, they're feeding other hands behind the line of scrimmage. But James Cook just had a huge game in the last one. Ran for 132 yards in a blowout game against the Jets. So we're going to do that. Those two combined get you minus 115. James Cook, 50-plus rush. Tyreek Hill, 50-plus receiving, minus 115.
All right. I got to make these quick. I will blow through these. Here we go. Yankees first five run line, minus 154. Yanks and O's today. Max Fried taking on Cade Povich. Cade Povich, 1-4 with a 5.68 ERA at home. This game is at night. 1-6, a 6.55 ERA. Yanks have won four straight with Fried on the mound. They are the number one first five team in baseball. Yankees first five run line, minus 154. Brewers minus one or on the run line, taking on the Angels. Yusei Kikuchi taking on Quinn Priester. The Brewers have won 18 straight games with Priester on the mound. They win again tonight. Roll with the Brewers. Also, Josh Allen, over 230 passing yards at minus 128. Had 394 against the Ravens, 148 against the Jets. But he averages 267 in his career against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are awful. They allow quarterbacks to complete passes at a rate of 78.5%. Worst mark in the NFL. And finally, Tyreek Hill, over 50 receiving yards, plus Aces money line, minus 120. Going to be a huge game for Tyreek against a slow Bills defense and the Aces back at home after having that 17-game winning streak snapped. They have to have a win tonight against the Storm. They do. You put those together, it is minus 120. Okay, Donkster, get on in here because we got to get to Sammy B.
This cancel culture is out of control. I post a picture wearing my sweet number 32 jersey and everyone loses their minds.
Well, Donkster, Magic Johnson's a legend. I don't see what the big deal is.
It was my special O.J. Simpson jersey.
Oh. Well, that's a problem.
He's the juice!
No, he's also a murderer. Do you have a pick?
I do! Marlins at Rockies over 10.5.
Okay. Coming up next to Bet Sweats, more Thursday Night Football and the always dapper Sammy P getting ready to hand out some bets and teach fifth graders. What's going on?
Why does the grade always change? It goes from fourth to second to fifth. I need stability in life.
I know.
You can
I'm
do
sorry.
It all.
I mean, just have Sammy go from class to class, you know, sharing his knowledge with everybody.
I will say, though, I'm glad you brought up fourth, fifth, second grade, whatever. The way these kids do math now blows my mind. They don't do the tables like we used to. They do math in a very, very strange way. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I've
Depends
heard about this.
Depends on the state.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, doesn't it always, right?
There's a name for it. We in the South are the bottom of the barrel. So, like, I don't know if we're doing the same thing as, like, you guys. But there's a name for it, and it is very weird. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we used to do flashcards and things like that, and now they're drawing lines and crossing boxes. I'm like, this is dumb.
Hey, who's talking with numbers now? It's us. Huh? It's us. All right. Sammy P, you look sharp as always. Have a great show with Joe O. We're out of time on this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Good luck on your bets, and have a great Thursday. We will see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.